Clerk, item number two, please.
A resolution by the County Executive in support of federal and state legislation to raise and index the minimum wage.
Welcome back, Mr. Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. Yeah. The resolution is relatively self-explanatory as you read it. It encourages, on behalf of this county, support for both state and federal legislation to raise and index the minimum wage to the 1010 level, which has been part of introduced legislation in Congress and now in the legislature as well, endorsed, I think, by President Obama in November. And then also, and we heard some yesterday, former Governor Jim Doyle and others to raise and index the minimum wage. I'll happy to answer any questions if you have any.
Supervisor Dimitrovich.
There we go. Okay, we're good. Thank you. Good morning. Wanted to ask, I've been following this very closely, Mr. Peterson, as you're in Madison, is there actually a bill number yet or a committee that I don't believe there has been sent to a committee yet?
Both the Senate and Assembly bill were introduced just recently. In fact, we were just able to register the county exec on the list, so I'll just come down here real quick, Madam Chairwoman.
Okay.
It's Assembly Bill 686 and Senate Bill 505.
Thank you. And then
I'm not sure which committee they're in.
Yeah, but they have not gone to a committee yet.
They would have been. If they have a bill number, they've been referred to committee.
Oh, okay. That must
be
really
in committee.
Yeah,
it's literally yesterday in the Assembly. So
awesome. Okay. Thank you very much. Another concern, and I may speak about this at a later time, but I appreciate this resolution by the county executive, which is kind of new. This is a new thing for us, having policy come from the county executive. But I do appreciate it, and I also would like to get additional input from the public, perhaps as we proceed. I'll see if there's a way we can create that. We had a lot of public discussion yesterday, and then a month and a half ago when it came to the living wage. I understand there's a living wage bill introduced by Representative Barca.
That's correct, Madam Chairwoman.
Yes.
It's been circulated. It has not yet been given a bill number.
Okay.
So
thank you. So we're trying to follow everything anxiously and but yet move forward. It's just, I guess, in conclusion, I appreciate it. I'll be supportive of this because I do support a federal minimum wage increase as well as the state. However, one thing that the president did say was, move forward and act locally as much as possible, because he said don't wait for Congress to act. Because he thought that there was obviously some challenges there. So, we're supportive of this. I'm supportive of the state going forward as well. But I would like to have additional public input. So I'm going to support it today, but I may bring that up in the future. So thank you.
Supervisor Staskovitz.
Move approval.
Okay. Motion for approval. Mr. Peterson, given the current makeup of the state legislature, do you think this bill has a snowball's chance?
Everything's always got a snowball's chance, so
okay.
I think the legislature can always find the will to do something if it can find the will. I do think, given the partisan makeup and some of the comments, I believe that there is a very strong chance of things happening. That said, it is going to certainly be a partisan issue. Almost we can tell that. I do think that is important for the county to continue to voice its concern for wage issues. I also, as we look at other issues that are coming up, living wage, we're at all different levels of wages all around the map here now. The living wage bill is actually lower than the minimum wage bill that we're discussing here. So Representative Barker's bill, so it's a lower level. Certainly the county living wage ordinance is a higher level, so we're at all different places. I think it's important to sort of lay out this marker to really say what we're driving for. I do believe, as I said, legislatures have done things that are dead, and they've passed them before.
Sure.
So,
well, welcome to representative government. Okay.
One final comment. I mean, Representative Staskunas will know well that there are things dead in the coffin in the legislature and certainly can all of a sudden get legs and come back. So,
you want to bet me on this one?
I'm not going to bet you on this one. I do believe you were there the last time. So, but
okay. Any other questions? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Staskunas.
Aye.
Dimitrievich.
Aye.
Alexander?
No.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
3 ayes, 1 no. The motion to recommend this item for adoption prevails.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. And would you please call number